Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, and we have a little bit of an off week this week when it comes to podcast guests. So Emma Mailman, our marketing coordinator, and I decided that you are so lucky to listen to the two of us as we discuss our events that we have going on for the month of June and July. So Emma, welcome to the podcast of it just being you and I.
Thanks, so exciting.
I know, right? So before we get started, Emma had to turn off all of her devices. And then as we began recording, it actually asked her for her permission to be recorded. So I'm not sure what that means in your settings or why you would get those, but we might have to investigate that a little bit further. No, are you in the witness protection program or something? Is that why?
Could be. Look out.
I know, right? I know. Me too. I'm in the same thing. So we have had a pretty exciting couple of days as we are getting ready to open up. We are moving into the Memorial Day weekend. It's a holiday weekend. Worst weather ever.
Like, literally.
What in the world, right? We were just
right for the open up of the state. State opens up, temperature drops.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's a warning. Yeah. Emma's going out of town this weekend and she just said it's freezing and I kind of think I want to stay home.
I know, planning on going on a boat and now it's going to be below 50. So yeah. Probably not the best weather to be on the water.
Get your parka out. Make sure you take
it. Oh yeah, I'm bringing it back.
Yeah.
My thermal socks.
Right. For it literally is Memorial Day weekend and everybody's getting ready to put the fire and the heat back on for the weekend. So unfortunately the weather is not going to be great. But it is exciting that we are opening up as a state and some things are kind of coming back to a little bit more of a normal. We at MassMEP are still going to keep a lot of our events virtual, and that's why we're here to talk to the audience today. We do have some fun events coming up for the month of June and July. Yes, we all are looking forward on going to vacations as well this summer. But we still are going to be doing some events. So that's why we're here to talk about what we've got going on for those months. So let's jump in and let's kind of talk about what we have for the month of June. So again, these are all virtual sessions. You can go online to our website at massmep.org and you can register for these different, well, we got some, what do we have? Like workshops, information sessions, a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, a couple different things, but I'd say this is a slower month for us. Normally mm-hmm. we pack them in and we have a ton of different things, but this month's pretty subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. We all want to be able to go on vacation too. Yeah. So those of you that are, if you're in the office on these days and you've got an hour of your time, please jump in. So let's get started with what we have going on. So we're going to take it a little easy for the first week of June, and then we're easing into the event. So what do we have coming up? Dates, times, you know, the titles, what do you got there?
Yeah, so we have a couple different events in the month of June. So we have a grant info session the second week, and then throughout the third and fourth week, we go through different safety certifications. And we also mix in an industrial data platform, which we partnered with Machine Metrics for. That should be an interesting one. But our first one falls on June 9th, which is a Wednesday. It's an hour-long info session from 11 to 12, and that's with Quabog CDC.
Ah, yes. So if you notice, we do everything on a Wednesday, because for those of you that like to do the Thursday, Friday, or the Monday, Tuesday to get your four-day weekends, yeah, we figured you out. We're doing them on Wednesdays. The best that we can, if we can squeeze them in on a Wednesday, that's what we're doing. So we expect for everybody to be there. Okay, so June 9th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
It's the grant info session, what training grant funds are available. This is, we'll have a representative from MassMEP. It's actually Lisa Derby Oden. She is our project development manager, by the way. Congrats to Lisa Derby Oden. She just got a promotion. So she is now the project development manager. So yeah, congratulations. She went from a PDC to a PDM. We like using acronyms. That's good for us. So, and so that is also with the Quabog CDC, and that is Sheila Cuddy that is joining us. Is that right, Em? It's Sheila Cuddy from the CDC.
Yeah, it's Sheila.
All right, cool. So she's also going to be on there. This is great for companies. What they're looking to do is actually put some consortiums together. It's the takeaway is that companies will be able to join a consortium from within your region. And this is a way that they're providing this workshop, and it helps companies on how to access the training grant funds in a consortium and for other manufacturers that share common training goals. So it's a nice way for manufacturers across the state in this specific region that can work with their, I guess you would say their peers that are manufacturers and come together in small groups. And we'll talk about what funds are available for that. So you can learn if it will have an impact on your cash flow or not. So that is, again, when is it, Em?
It's June 9th from 11 to 12. So it's perfect for an hour-long car ride or a freeway to and from work. So
yeah, that's perfect.
Definitely check into that one.
Yeah, so we're waiting on the green light for that. We may be able to do that either Facebook Live or YouTube Live as well. So if for some reason you forget to register and then you go, oh, I heard those awesome ladies from MassMEP talking about those cool events. I can't register, but maybe I can watch it on either Facebook or YouTube Live. But we always post that ahead of time. So follow us on social and you'll be able to see how we're going to do that. All right, so June 9th, let's keep going. What do we have next?
So the following week, again on Wednesday, is the beginning of our safety certificate series. And that's running the last 3 weeks of June.
Okay.
And again, this one's a little bit longer. It's from 8:30 to 11. So you get a little bit more time with them, but it's with AIM HR Solutions. And it's, you know, in-depth safety certificate program. You're going to learn a ton of different things, basically step-by-step on how to actually build a compliant safety plan. And then just the skills and knowledge that go into developing that and then actually applying it to your place of work. Okay. So it's a couple of information, has to go with a lot of the new OSHA regulations and other local, state, and federal laws that are going to relate to your business and company. So there's a lot of things affecting it that are important to acknowledge. And this training basically gives you all the information so that you're prepped and ready to go for it.
Okay. So if you're wondering who should attend this, it is an interactive series. It's ideal for those that are responsible for their organization's overall safety compliance, their programs, training, and it is applicable throughout all industries. So whether you're a manufacturer or not, I strongly suggest as a manufacturer though, there is a little bit of a cost associated with this. So if you are an AIM member, you do get a little bit of a discount, but if you're not, it's a little bit more money. So probably recommend being an AIM member at this point, but it is a certificate series. So you can go in and see it. We do a lot of their certificate series. I'm actually in one of their trainings right now. And that's a lot of fun. So at the end of it, I will receive a certificate. So if any of you ever come into my office and see my office, you'll see how I love to hang my certificates on my wall. I don't know what they mean or what I'm going to get out of it, but at least I have them, right? Yeah. So that, again, that, so that runs continuously. That runs for quite a while, doesn't it? Runs June and July, that one?
Yeah, it actually runs until all the way till July 21st. So it's about, what is that, 6 weeks?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's how they do the other trainings that I'm with them as well. It's a 6 week training program. So yeah, definitely recommend getting involved in that one. It's huge. If you know, or have been listening to any of our other events, you'll know that we have been talking about what's going to be changing with the pandemic and the new OSHA standards that are coming out from the pandemic. We have Intel in saying that, you know, there is a couple of lists that they've put out. There's an A list, which covers, obviously, if you know Darcy Cook from Safety Trainers, she's been on with us quite a few times, and she's told us there's an A-list, and on the A-list is the health, you know, in the medical field and restaurants, and on the B-list is manufacturers. So what they did is they hired, I think it was 160 officers, and they're going to eventually be going out and doing some pop-up visits. And this is all hearsay. We don't have an exact on this. So please don't come back and say, well, that girl from Mass MEP told me you're going to be showing up at my door. because I may not be completely 100%, but there are no directives have been put in stone, set in stone yet, but they're just kind of prepping us. So if you can get into it, I would recommend doing it.
It's better to be safe than sorry. So even if they do come knocking, that's a perfect reason to get in on this.
Exactly.
Where yeah. You're prepared for when they do show up, if they do.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. Okay, so that what... We have one more event for the month of June. And yeah, what is that?
Perfectly lines up after the safety certificate series, which ends at 11. And then on the 23rd, the industrial data platform at Machine Metrics starts up at 11 and runs till noon. So again, another hour long little webinar for you guys just to get some more information. Again, it's with Machine Metrics and it's an information session basically focusing on industrial data platforms, including a presentation. They're going to do a little demo for you guys. And Mass MEP will also be on that, but Justin Garland will be running that from Machine Metrics.
Cool. Yeah, we get in there because we like to tell you what our program is with Machine Metrics. They are a third party partner with us. And so we also like to, it'll be Lisa Derby Odin. So I'm just going to give you a hint. Anytime you hear Lisa Derby Odin being a part of an event, a workshop, or an information session, it's because she's going to give you amazing news on how you can get funding for these workshops or these trainings or these programs. So we have a course catalog full of different trainings that we can offer at Mass MEP, and that's where Lisa Derby Odin. So remember that. You hear Lisa Derby Odin, associate it with, ooh, money, 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 money. We're gonna start calling her money bags. Yeah. All right. So
she'd love that one.
Right. Yeah, she will. She'll be like, you're calling me money bags now. Is this what I hear on the podcast? Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So that's what we have. So for the month of June, we have June 9th. We have June 23rd. And those are our events for Mass MEP. And then we also have the certificate series that starts with AIM, right?
Yeah. Yep. And that's the 16th, 23rd, and the 30th of June.
All right. There we go. All right. So that's June. Isn't it unbelievable we're talking about June?
I know. It's blowing by.
It's in.
Every time I write the date and I see the 6-.
Yeah.
And now we're getting into July and it's like 7-. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, it's almost Christmas.
I know.
We love those people.
Yeah. Once you get past that halfway mark, it's like, yes.
And that's all you're ready for.
Meanwhile, everybody in the audience right now is like, oh my gosh, really? Come on.
I know it. Yeah. I know it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to say. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were like, I lost the whole year somewhere. I don't even know where it went. I'm like, oh, it went down the tubes with the pandemic is where it went.
Went to Netflix. That's where it went. We're all still binge watching, even though we're getting in the motions of going back to normal. Yeah, we're all still, you know, re-updating our subscriptions and Netflix.
It went.
That's where the time went.
I love it. That's awesome. All right. So let's move into July. When we move into July, it's really like, this is summer, right? This is the, you know, Memorial Day is the first holiday of the summer. It's starting to kick it off. And then July is like, you are in the meat and potatoes of the summer. So we always do, like Emma had said at the beginning, we do go a little bit lighter in this month. And we did go a little bit lighter, but let's dig into what we have going on for July.
Yeah, so following the 4th of July, the second week, what we have is the safety certificate series. Again, that's on the 7th. It's a Wednesday, but we're, you know, pretty nonchalant about that week because, you know, families and friends, everyone's going to be celebrating the 4th. So we rejoin on the 13th, which is a Tuesday, for the Are These Buzzwords or Are They Real Problems? Supply Chain and Restoring. And again, it's a 1-hour session, and it's basically covering the risks of supply chains and how to kind of minimize those, better managing demand in order to meet more predictable supply chains, reshoring, and then again, We're speaking about the Mass MEP programs and different kind of grant fundings.
And I don't need to tell you who's going to probably be doing that, because I'm sure you all right now are like, Lisa Derby Odin.
Yep. Money, money, money.
Money, 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 money bag. Show me the money. What was his, well, Jerry Maguire. We can call her. So Lisa Derby Odin is like our Jerry Maguire at Mass MEP. Yeah. But she'll show you the money. Tell me what I can do for you. That'll be Lisa. She's our Jerry Maguire. So yeah, that's another, this is with a new third party we've kind of started working with, and just recently. So we're kind of introducing them. Their big thing is definitely supply chain. And the reason why we say, are these buzzwords or real problems, is because we have been hearing that for the past year, you know, supply chain, reshoring. After the pandemic, it really showed us what happened, you know, with, and they, like they say, you know, the tariff charges and the changes and the security issues. And, you know, we talk a lot about cybersecurity and all of that. So this really is going to be a great little webinar for you to attend to get a little bit more insight into it. And then the programs that we have available for the training part of it as well. So anytime we do an information session is to let you know more about what our products or trainings that we have available to you are. And then we have our Jerry Maguire come in, Lisa Derby Odin, and she will basically walk you through the steps on how to get you involved. And this is how we can provide some funding and help you get the funding that you need to be able to get these trainings. So that's how we do these information sessions. So that's July 13th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Yes, I know I said we were going to do Wednesdays but my thought behind this one was, you all just had the last week off. And I know you did. Everybody takes the whole week off for the 4th. So July 13th, it's a Tuesday. You're going to be in the office. And if you're not, guess what? More than likely, it will either be on Facebook or it'll be on our YouTube channel. So you can always, or it could even be on both if you're lucky.
There you go.
Right? So people, Emma's like,
you'll have to check both.
Yeah. Emma's like our, she is our YouTube guru. So a YTG. So she's our YTG YouTube guru. So anything.
That's my acronym now. We can stick that right behind my name.
Yes. So it's going to say Emma Mailman, comma, MC, comma, what did I say? YTG.
Yeah. I'll take that one.
Yeah, you get letters. You get letters after your name after you start working in the
official.
Yeah, right. It's awesome. Yeah. Why do all the doctors get to have fun with having initials after their name? What's wrong with us?
Yeah, I'm about to make up my own and throw them on there.
I do. I work too. I should have some letters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's it'll be probably on YouTube and Facebook. So if you're lucky enough where you're on vacation again this week, or you didn't take vacation the week before and you're going on vacation, you can always come back and watch these. So always check out our YouTube and our Facebook, because that more than likely they'll be there, and follow us on social so you can see where the events are going to be posted. All right. Absolutely. So that's July 13th.
Mass MEP also for social media platforms. Yes. Mass MEP across the board. Super easy to find, really easy to follow.
Yep. You got it. I like that. Super easy to find and really easy to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Just so you know, Emma and I were, our KPIs or our metrics that are set to the standard by Christy, who's the director of sales and marketing at Mass MEP, we have to meet certain numbers. So I'm
to help us out.
Yeah, please. this is just between you, me, and the audience, but we need you to follow us. All right. So they're like, oh, what is happening on this podcast today? Going in a completely different directions. What happened to these people? Sometimes we just can't be serious. Like, we have to do other things sometimes, because we do talk about a lot of serious stuff. And one of them I'll get into in a minute as to what we're going to be talking about next, but that's going to be an event as well as a podcast. All right. So what else do we have going on in July?
So the last big thing we have is with Tribal Vision. And it's the new Express Grant opportunities in marketing and lead generation. This is probably one I should definitely join in on, just because Express Grants, you know, it's a key point to understand. I don't think you can hear about it enough. And there's so many things changing constantly, getting added, getting taken out. So knowing the ins and the outs is exactly why this will be important. It's July 15th. Again, it's an hour. It's 11 to 12. But yeah, it's with Tribal Vision. It should be pretty good. You know, we do a lot of stuff with them. They're incredibly entertaining. So I'm sure that they'll gauge the attention of the audience within the first couple of seconds. So definitely check into this one.
Yeah. So the reason we're doing this training, so there's two key points that I'm going to make here that are really important. So if you're going to get anything out of this podcast, this is where the serious stuff comes in. If you're going to get anything out of this podcast, it is that the Express Grant Program is changing. And when we say it's changing for those of you that are small companies, small businesses out there. Yes, definitely our manufacturers who are small. And when we say small, we mean by employee size. It has nothing to do with revenue at all. It's all about the employee size. So if you are a small business that's 100 employees or less, this Express Grant program is changing, and it is changing for your benefit. In the past, we've had the Small Business Direct Access Program. That's going away just by name. However, the concept behind it was that any company under 100 employees could attend trainings and it was covered. There was no cash flow obligation to them. They just had to be registered with the Small Business Direct Access Program. After the pandemic and after some things that have happened, they've seen that there's still definitely a need for that for these small manufacturers. But they also want to try to streamline how this process works. So this is where it's going to switch over. That begins July 1st. So two things. One, we will be talking about this again in depth, and it will be very super informational conversation we'll have. We will have it on the podcast. We will have the information available on social, right?
Mm-hmm. It'll absolutely.
Everywhere that we have it.
Also on our website. It was just updated on our website, so you can also get some information there.
Yeah. So
smep.org.
There you go. So we have it. It's everywhere. But I'm saying July 1st is when this is going to change. So the goal for us is to have somebody from the Commonwealth. I can't reveal who the guest will be yet because I'm going to be honest, I don't have it confirmed. But it will be once they have all of their ducks in a row, they have everything finalized. We're hoping to really get somebody on to explain and to give you a little bit more in-depth information about this, but it is going to be changing and it will be July 1st of 2021. So any of you small businesses out there under 100 employees, I strongly suggest you keep checking back through social or on our website to know when we will be talking and we'll have more information. We're updating it as it's being released to us every single day. Usually our podcast, we get released on a Wednesday, Thursday-ish for every week, kind of depends on the week. So just keep an eye on that. Make sure you subscribe to our channels either through Apple Podcasts or through Spotify. And that's how you'll be updated. Once you subscribe, anytime we release a new episode, you will get a notification of it. So hopefully you'll be looking for that notification of what's coming up regarding the Express Grant. So that is a big, big change. So that's point number one. And we don't have, that's it for the month for us, right? For June and July.
Yep. Yeah. July, we just have the, are these buzzwords are real problems, new Express Grant. And then again, the safety certificate series, which is the 7th, 14th and the 21st.
Okay. All right. So we have July 15th, July 13th are the Mass MEP information sessions, both at 11 a.m. So like we said, go on, register. And if you can't, you're missing it, always check our Facebook and our YouTube channel. The second point that we want to make is that we will be doing another podcast. And we will be doing this next podcast with, let me pull all this up for you. So there's a new Massachusetts Manufacturing Accelerate Program. So I will be speaking with Christine Nolan, and Christine will be coming in to join us at MassMEP to do a webinar. And in this webinar, she will be talking all about this program, the overview, how it works, what funds are available, the application and review criteria, and then key dates as to what's happening. So I am just giving you a heads up on this. I apologize. I haven't completely, pulled things together for me, but Christine Nolan is with MassTech Collaborative, and she will be talking to us and she will have all the information. So I would say if any of you have any information or any questions, about what I'm talking about here. And it's what I'm reading is it's the MMAP, preparing the supply chain. So there it is again, supply chain. So it really isn't a buzzword. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's legit. But it looks as though through the map, through the MMAP, which is the Massachusetts Manufacturing Accelerate Program, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts seeks to invest in small to medium-sized manufacturers to help coordinate and prepare our supply chain to respond to increasing demands and to spur new opportunities for growth. So that's what we're all about at MassMEP. That's what we do. The program will run annually. It'll be utilizing a streamlined application and approval process to ease the burden on manufacturers and to create an immediate impact on company growth. So because those words are in bold, I'm going to say they're important and you should remember them. Ease the burden on manufacturers, create an immediate impact on company growth. So again, Christine Nolan, the goal is to have Christine on with us next week for the podcast. Just trying to finalize that up. So I would look for a new podcast that will be released next week. Next week is the first week of June. And she will talk a little bit more about the webinar. She'll give you enough information where you can be dangerous. But she will also need to provide you the information so that you have to come back and get signed up and dig into things. So join us or listen to the podcast. And then as soon as we get the webinar finalized, it will be on the webpage, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll also social, you name it, right?
Yeah, it'll be on all things, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and maybe we'll even see it on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I do love me some good IG posts. I do. Very fun. Very fun. Great videos on IG. We love to do some good videos. But yeah, if you have questions between now and then, you know, you're kind of like, I don't know what this is. We'll be going up on our website as soon as we have these dates confirmed. But I just want you to kind of get that out there. I just do a little top of mind awareness to have that. Now that I've put that message out there, you can kind of put that in that bank up there in your brain. And then when you start to see the podcast come out, you see all the information come out in our e-blasting on our social media and on our website, you know, all of our digital outreach will have it included. So if you have questions, you can reach out to us. We have a contact us button on our massmep.org website and send us your questions and say, hey, what is this? And I would like to ask Christine this. And then when we go to the webinar, we'll have those questions and we'll ask her those. Maybe we'll even ask her some of the questions on the podcast too. So we love the engagement. So please, please, please. All right. So I think that's it, right? That's all we have for June and July.
Yeah. It's pretty, okay. pretty quiet those 2 months. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So M's new. So M doesn't get a whole lot of vacation time yet. Right?
Right. Yeah. I still got a couple of weeks until I earn that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember my first year. I remember my first year and I started in September. So I was pretty fortunate because I got 3 months in and then I was like, I don't really need vacation. And then the next year came around. I was like, I'm all in. Give me some vacation. So yeah. And the reason I say everybody's out the first week of July is because I'm out the first week of July. So whether everybody else is or not, I just know I am.
All right. I'll carry the team 4th of July week.
Right. Right.
I'll be sending tweets from the beach.
There you go. So make sure you go back at M through our.
Yeah, it's all about balance.
Right. Yeah. We got to keep that in there. So yeah, so that's definitely it. But that's what we have going on for the months of June and July. And then obviously we do have a lot more events that are going to be coming up in August. In September, we've got two huge events. And I don't know if I can talk about them yet. I'm not sure if I got the go ahead. I don't think I got a green light on that. Did I get a green light?
I think it's still a secret.
It's still secret, still internal. Okay. So we'll bring that up. That'll be coming up. I think we should do these every month. We should do one of these every month. And we should just talk about what's going on in the next couple of months. But we'll definitely have to do a big blowout for that one. Cause I mean, I'm busting at the seams right now. I want to tell everybody what it is, but I can't do it. But anyway, that's coming up. That event will be in September. There's also another great event in the month of September. It's out at the BIC. It is their, what are they calling it? I can't remember what they're calling it, but it's their big event that they're doing, in September. And I think it's the week of, I want to say the 16th of September might be the day that they're doing it. But I would go on to the BICS website and check them out. That's going to be a great event. We actually will be at that event also, probably doing a little bit of podcasting and YouTubing while we'll be out there. Another fun event that's going on in September. And then of course in October, I'm already in, now I'm pushing it along. Like, hear me. I'm like, everybody listening right now, like, okay, it's May. Stop talking about October. Then in October, everybody knows that's what we're here for. It's manufacturing month. So we all love us a good manufacturing month. Manufacturing day this year will be Friday, October 1st. So it's a huge day for us in the manufacturing world. So yeah, more info to come on all of that, but we'll let that big secret event out soon. So we'll be talking about that coming up. All right. So for everybody that wants to get in touch with us, they can hit us up on all of our social platforms, and they are, what are those again?
We have Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all at MassMEP. Again, really easy to find. It'd be really great if you guys could give us a follow. Again, you're not forced to, but the more information, the better, right?
Yeah. And it makes us look really good too.
Yeah. Like really good. So if you could just, I'm new, remember. So give me a little benefit here. Hit the follow, takes half a second, and I'll be smiling on my head.
Yeah. Right. It'll be great. Cause that's probably one of the things that when she came in, I was like, you want to do social media? Yeah.
Yeah. So help me get that increase in followers.
Yeah. Well, and if they knew and understood why, so obviously I'm in that middle age group where I'm like, I have a love-hate relationship with social media. Whereas your generation is, that's how you live. It's how you survive. It's how you communicate, right? But
it makes me laugh. I think I'm an outlier.
You are a mythical unicorn, I must say. So Emma is probably from her generation. She is that mythical unicorn where social media for her is kind of like, oh, I'll do it because it's my job, but I'm not really into it. So yeah.
Yeah. You'll really catch me scrolling through feeds.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny again, marketing coordinator, now that I run them all, humbling. Mm-hmm. I'm still along with my generation now.
Yeah. Right. You're right into it. I always said that too. You know, one time somebody asked me, what do you do? I go, I just send out tweets all day long. They're like, that's your job. I'm like, no, it's not really, but it just sounded good. Yeah. Right. So yeah. So that's it. So yeah, check us out on social. Always go to our website at massmap.org and make sure you subscribe. Yes, please do to our YouTube channel as well. Yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel and also subscribe to our podcast channels anywhere you listen to your podcasts, but specifically on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So all right, so that's it. And what do you think? It's just you and I, first time. Good.
Yeah, I loved it. All right, definitely looking forward to doing it again.
Good. So she'll be back. So there you go, everybody. She will be back. And thanks for listening to us at the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. And we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmap.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.